The Guardian until they come to me once a week.
Well, John, I'm staying with you at Hyde Park.
That's right. How are things going?
Thank you. Yes.
Tell me about the newspaper situation in England.
You had to cut some pages.
Well, right now, there's a small bit. Six for the popular paper, six pages.
Times and ourselves have changed well.
I see.
We're all right with you.
That would be nice if you can.
You can't see. So very well.
I'm to see you here. How long have you been over here?
I think I'm going back in the middle of next month.
Yes.
Yeah. Hope to start a bit before I go.
Maybe the will. Maybe the will.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the other side now. On this thing, I don't always remember, we're talking about stories, ancestry, and so forth and so on. There was a fellow once upon a time who was named Dougherty. And he helped to run the hunting campaign for Lieutenant General. He was slick as hell. He went down to an agent to a Methodist minister in not marrying the town upon mother John McCain. This friend of Dougherty's got hold of the Methodist minister and told him the story about Hardy's mother having a Negro mother. In other words, Dougherty passed on the Methodist minister who was a Democrat and showed him that the paper didn't leave the minister to prove the case. The Methodist minister was a Democrat, got all cut up. And he started the story all over the place. He pressed to give up. And it was the most terrific boomerang against us. I agree with you that there is, far the old man goes, we can't use the culture. We can't use the story anymore. We're not thinking. It's not accepted as a word of mouth thing or by some people way, way down the line thinking that we can't have any of our principal speakers with this. But people down the line, and very popular, I mean the county speaker, and state speaker, and so forth. They use your material. So the general fact of the world is left to go far. No matter what he was, no matter what he was on the city, he let him die in death. That's good. Correct. As long as it's not a bunch of people at the top. Now, people try to play dirty politics on the young ring, try to run all the Now, you'd be amazed. I was telling about the gap. It's written on the country. I don't know about the West of the United States. People back in the town.
It's out west.
Well, it's out west. Wind back. It's been here and so forth. I don't know. Saying a lot of Republicans. Jones is not a good man for that. How about this woman? Off the line gal, writes magazine, so forth and so on, to do a view up. Nevertheless, there's the fact. And one very good way of bringing it out by calling attention to the parallel in the conversation. Jimmy Walker, once upon a time, was living openly with this gal all over New York. Building the house across the street from me, what's it called, Mayfair. And she was an extremely attractive to the top, and Sergei Bastianini and Ralph was married and very happy. All good. Jimmy and his wife had supper. Go on, touch the cookies. They had supper. And it came to my trial. Before me was Jimmy Walker, 1932. And Jimmy goes and hires his former wife for 10,000 bucks to come up to Orleans on a Saturday. Jimmy was a good cat. He hadn't been to church in 5 full years. And he paid his wife $10,000 to go up there to Orleans on a Friday afternoon after my trial had finished for the week. We were to go on Monday. Jimmy had never spent a Sunday in Albany in his life, but Mrs. Walker comes up to Albany, lives with him ostensibly in the same suite in the hotel, and on Sunday the two of them go to Mass at the Albany Cathedral together. Price, $10,000. Now, Mrs. Wilkie may not have been hired, but in effect she's been hired to return to Wendell and smile and make this campaign with him. Now, whether it was a money price behind it, I don't know, but it's the same idea.
It doesn't have to be a money price. It's a nice place to live. I never heard of the Dorothy.
What?
He
planted it on us. Did you ever know that?
I didn't know he planted it. I knew the story, but I knew it was a very unwise story to disseminate. But
well, I hear another interesting.
I'm afraid the boys might be using this for the rest of them.
Yeah. Here's another interesting sidelight for no reason particularly. After we got licked that November, Pops and I, Danny Black came to see me in, I guess I went to see him in Baltimore. Right after the election, when I was going down to recuperate and shoot some ducks down in Louisiana, and I stopped off in Baltimore. And Van Black, whom I'd known rather slightly, he said, look, we want to make you the head of New York, New Jersey, and New England. Berlin Palestine. And vice president. I said, Van, there are two considerations. I don't want to give up my law practice in town. I want to get my hand in, keep my hand in. I will do this, if you'll let me. I'll make a contract to spend from 1 o'clock every day with the F&D. But up to 1 o'clock, noon, I'll be doing the law. But your job with the F&B is coffee or going out bad hand stuff, so I'll spend my luncheon hour for you. I said, the other condition is that you let me look over your list of officers and vice presidents. I've got seconds. They may be all right, but I've got seconds myself. He said, that's fair enough. Here they are. They're on the list with Doherty, in charge of Ohio for the F&D. I said, Mr. Black, I can't. Well, he said he's been our agent there. He's handled all our legislative work in Ohio and the legislature and so forth. And I can't let him. Well, he said, I think he's going to the cabinet. I said, I think so too, but I can't go into a company with Dorothy woman. So in order to get me to the F&B, fired Dorothy out.
Interesting story. Okay, I took the liberty last week of telling Georgia that you were not interested in who the candidate for them.
Said what?
You're not interested in who the candidate for governor?
Well,
Georgia?
No, sir.
Well, because I've been trying awfully hard to get you interested.
The only thing I am personally interested in, although I can't say so out loud, is the defeat of Talmadge.
Well, Talmadge's probably going to win.
I think so.
But the only way you can straighten it up is to pull one of them out. No
way you can pull one out. Or pull, put on the throttle. There, one of the other.
Neither will get out unless you ask them, and I said you wouldn't ask them, is that right?
I won't ask them. I told the delegation that came in. I said that. And Eugene Fox was in here, and Walter George was in here. I said, listen, boys. I said, as you know, I don't vote for Georgia, but I spent a lot of time there. And I'm interested in good government, the state of Georgia. And from what I hear, Talmadge is going to be elected. Unless either Columbus Roberts or Mix withdraws. And I said, I don't know. The weaker one of the two ought to withdraw. But you fellows won't tell me which is the weaker of the two. Now, I don't know. I'm merely giving you a piece of advice. Get one of them to pull out of the race. And then I turned to this Georgia delegation and I said, look here. If there's a question about who's the stronger, Nix or Roberts, why don't you do this? It's old-fashioned, but it's awfully simple. Toss a coin. Well, they went out laughing. And that's the way that things stay.
Your picture taken up at the park is fine. I saw it yesterday afternoon. Turned out fine.
Good.
Well, it's made his and I haven't seen it yet, but they say it'll be good.
Good.
Put that on the oil engine.
Fine. Yes, the sun came out. It was just right.
Yes.
I didn't need any paint on my face.
Oh, strong, well,
yeah. All right. All right. Now ask the Secretary of War and the Secretary of the Navy if they would approve a meeting here on Monday, and would they telephone to the Canadian and ask them if Tuesday would be all right
instead of Monday
to meet in Ottawa. I think it's a good idea. So,
well,
no, look, get hold of Dan and tell Dan I want some maps on the Potomac, if they're not, they're already charged.
Yes, sir.
Showing the entire layout of Newfoundland. I want large scale, no small scale stuff, large scale stuff.
Newfoundland.
The south, the east coast of Nova Scotia. We'll go to Mike Charlestown and see what we think of that. And get back here tonight. Week tonight.